Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, cats and kids, to Nerds on the Rocks, episode number 38, hosted by me, the one and only, most beloved, most great, Nicholas, Philadelphia. With us today, we have, from the land of ice and snow and moose and beer, Eric.
Word up.
From the land of the city that never sleeps, and also murder, Earl.
Thank you for that.
And from the land of empires that don't exist anymore, Anthony.
Hello.
I have to say, I think the first host has given himself a really long introduction.
Hey, you know, that's how I roll. And so, yeah, we've come to you today with this wonderful podcast based around your League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Basically, I gave everybody a framework to work in about how they should construct their teams, very basic archetypes, and said, have at it. Go nuts. Do your things. And so we shall be presenting them to you with explanations and possibly tearing down from others. We also have a special bonus one since Dylan could not join us. So we have a bonus one from someone else who is not a member of the normal Nerds of the Rocks crew. But as it stands, I believe we shall go first with Anthony.
Give us your team,
and you know, why don't you explain some of the, each one explain like your reasoning behind it.
Are we doing the whole team in one go? I thought we were just going to do A, and I'll do A, and then I'll do B.
I think it makes more sense to just go through your whole team because it's going to be really disjointed then. We just do everybody's big guy and then blah blah blah, you know.
All right. Okay. For my tough guy, I picked Wolverine because, you know, he's the best there is at what he does, and what he does isn't very nice, and he's not afraid to cross a line that some other superheroes are, and he kills people. He's tough, and he's got the healing factor.
So your team is gonna have murder, or you're gonna be okay with murder?
Well,
it's gonna have to be.
You can have a team that doesn't kill people.
Have you read A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? They kill the fuck out of a lot of people in that.
That doesn't necessarily mean your team has to be with it.
I'm just saying, if it ever comes to the point where my team need to, then they've got the guy, because Wolverine will do that. That's why he's on two Avengers teams, because Steve Rogers knows he's not afraid to cross the line, because he's been living for like over 100 years now, and he's killed hundreds of people. So, yeah.
It's not just that Marvel wants to get him around.
I've got no comment on that. The experienced guy. I was nearly going to have this guy for the guy with the vehicle, but I thought he'd be better as the experienced guy is the Doctor. Not really any regeneration in particular, but we'll just go for Matt Smith since he's the current Doctor. And he's over 900 years old. He's traveled galaxies and through time and space, and I think he's probably one of the most experienced guys out there to do with like the know-how in the universe. So if my team ever go out in space, which hopefully they will, because that would be awesome, there's the guy.
Where would you have? You have a lot of old people on your team so far.
He's two people.
Yes, 100-year-old.
That's a lot. Two does not equal a lot.
It's still, was it 1,000 years between the two of them?
That's a lot of experience, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well. He's a Time Lord, so. Lord.
Wait, how is that about regeneration? Is that how they explain the different faces of for actors?
Yeah,
and picks?
Yeah. Have you ever watched Doctor Who?
No, not since I was like in grade two. I barely remember it. I never heard
that.
This before. One day.
I think
I'm waiting on Netflix.
Start with series five.
Yeah, with Matt Smith.
I think he said he watched the first episode with Matt.
I did watch the first
one,
but I didn't see nothing about that. Yeah, I didn't think it was that good. Anyways. What?
Oh.
Don't be upset.
Hurting his feelings.
Okay, Doctor Who is not on my fucking team either. I'm sorry. I'm just curious. I just asked a simple question.
For my sneaky guy, I picked another one who is kind of old, but it depends when you're taking from. I picked Solid Snake from the Metal Gear Solid series, and the one I was picking really was the one from the first Metal Gear Solid game, partly because I used to love the game when I was younger, and he's very good at stealth and stuff like that. And he's also good if he gets into a tough spot where he needs to shoot his way out. He's good at that, and he's had experience dealing with big robot things and lots of evil people. And I think
if worst comes to worst, you can always just put a plate over his head and walk away.
Yeah, that's very true. And Solid Snake from the first Metal Gear Solid game. I'm pointing her out because obviously in like Metal Gear Solid 4, he's like old and he's dying, so he probably won't be a great team member then because he might not be around that long.
Is he that old in Metal Gear Solid 4?
From what I haven't finished the game because I haven't played it in ages, but from what I played of it, he's got this age, because he's a clone, isn't he? And hasn't he got like this aging problem where?
But that's what I meant. Is like he's older, but he has that aging problem where it ages him much faster than a normal person.
Well, I think he's in like the body of like a 70-year-old, but he's probably like 30 years old or something like that. I don't quite know.
He's Batman.
Nick Fury.
Yes.
Batman's 70-something and it has been 30 forever.
Yeah.
Hey, what can you do? It's only odd that his sidekicks age much faster than he does.
That's just comics for you, ain't it? But the girl I picked is Kitty Pryde, also known as Shadowcat, and also known as whatever she's being called this week. But I mainly picked her because she's one of my favourite female characters in comics and one of my favourite X-Men members, and she's quite a tough chick, and then she can do that phase through walls shit, which is could be very useful. Like, say if my team ever needs to escape from somewhere, then Kitty's
would have been really good as your sneaky person choice too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but Kitty Pryde, just not the Ellen Page Kitty Pryde that's in X-Men 3.
But I like her.
I don't mind Ellen Page. I just didn't like her as Kitty Pryde.
I don't like that movie.
Yeah.
Which one?
X-Men 3.
Oh, right.
Fast she's played by it. Shit.
I was thinking of whatever movie Ellen Page was in.
An actress in each film, Kitty Pryde, isn't she? But the guy with the vehicle, who I literally thought of 2 minutes ago while looking at my DVDs, is Carl Fredrickson from the movie...
Oh, no shit.
Because he has a flying house, which is totally cool, and I really want to go in it. And, yeah, he just travels around.
But that's like a one-trip
thing. Yeah, it's like a one-shot deal.
Yeah. Not too good in an emergency situation there.
But like I said, I thought of it like less than 10 minutes ago, and I'm just sticking with it because I can't pick anyone else. It is a bit weird how he hangs around with a kid for most of the movie, but...
Well, it's not weird. The kid throws away on his house. It's not like he's like, come kid, come to my house.
Yeah.
The kid hitchhikes his way.
Yeah.
On a house.
And my wild card, which this probably isn't going to come as a surprise, is Batman. Because who better to have as a wild card than Batman?
See, that was the hardest part about making my list, is I refuse to use Batman. Because he could pretty much be any of the things except the girl.
Yeah. for the girl, you could have Batwoman.
And change his bodies with him.
Yeah.
Just Batman.
I tried to avoid having Batman on my list too because I think he'd be too obvious a pick.
Oh, he is an obvious pick.
I mean, obvious to me anyhow. It's the same way I avoided having Mario on my list. Mm. I don't know what he would have fit into anyhow, though.
I suppose Mario's experienced, ain't he? You know, he's been around.
He's experienced with stepping on turtles.
Yeah,
you know, if you're a guy with your vehicle, he does have cards, but that seats two at best.
We're under turtle attacks and in Mario.
Who'd be the Aquaman of the team?
Aquaman.
Just stand there and look pretty, man.
Aquaman is the Aquaman of every team.
Pull your pants up, Mario.
I'm quite tempted to check out that ongoing, actually, just out of curiosity, like Jeff Johns is doing.
I bet you there's going to be some random violence that is totally inappropriate for children in it.
Probably.
And the ending is going to be terrible. Mm. Well, Jeff Johns, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, speaking of Batman, I'm so excited that the well, not the next one, but next year, State of DC Animated Movies is kicking off a Tower of Babel.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I'll watch it.
Everybody,
I read that.
And because he could wreck hats on them anytime he wants.
I'll be screaming, Bat Fail everywhere!
I wasn't sure if that was an April Fool's or not first, so I just kind of took it with a grain of salt, but it's
agreed.
The real deal, so.
Maybe because I read it, maybe it was announced on April 2nd for me, but I guess.
I think I read it April 1st, but okay. I might. But anyway, to recap my team, my tough guy is Wolverine, my experienced guy is the Doctor, my sneaky guy is Solid Snake, my girl is Kitty Pryde, guy with the vehicle is Carl Fredrickson from the movie Up, and then my wild card is Batman.
What's interesting is that it seems like you didn't pick anybody who was like a big, like muscle-bound dude either, which is cool. Like, these are all pretty, like...
Oops.
Like even... no, I'm not saying that's bad or good. It's just that these are all really, like, kind of... They're all kind of sneaky guys, except maybe Carl.
Yeah. And Guinness couldn't draw.
Just the little kid that's with Carl.
They're all kind of like the lies. More.
Does the kid come at the house?
No, fuck that dude. I'm making a judgment call here. Fuck that dude.
Fair enough.
All right, so thank you, Anthony. It's a good team. I feel like it's a good team.
Thank you.
Next up, we've got Earl. Why don't you... Give us the lowdown, give us the skinny, as it were.
Okay, so I went a bit differently from my tough guy. He's not even technically a guy, but I went with Bowser.
Oh, for Mario?
Yeah, mostly because of Smash Brothers. He's, you know, one of the big brutes. He spits fire, and he can actually grow to enormous sizes depending on the game.
True.
Yeah.
And he also has a pretty kick-ass go-kart.
Yes, he does. And, you know, he also works for Turtle Shells in case Mario's on somebody else's team. So he's got that going for him.
He's got a weird thing for kidnapping princesses, though, hasn't he?
You know, you take the good with the bad. Maybe yeah. The princess could be our extra female because she's always being kidnapped on the team. And I think he's almost impenetrable to anything except for fire, it seems. Like, and he comes back to life no matter what happens to him.
I'm assuming if Mario had a sword, it would probably help, too.
It probably would. And we're also going to keep him away from any bridges, because he can't seem to stay on those long
enough. Yeah. He's a bridge issue.
So there's that. For my experience guy, I picked Raiden from Mortal Kombat. Partially because of the movie where he serves as like the mentor figure. I don't know if he's... I mean, he has that in the game, but the early games don't really have much of a storyline like that.
Yeah. Well, he's also a god, too, so he's been around.
Yeah, that was the other thing I picked him.
What? Bowser's a god?
No, Raiden.
How the hell did I miss him?
Yeah, he's a god. He can fight, because he's a fighting game, and he controls lightning, so he's got a lot going for him.
He's basically Thor without the hammer.
Yeah. And he has that mentor thing going for him, except he can't cross over into Elsrealm. So, you know, we won't go on too many intergalactic adventures, or what do you call that, interspatial?
Inter-awesome.
But yeah, Raiden is my experienced guy. I have two picks for my sneaky guy, and I'm still kind of choosing between the two, and I picked them both for the same reason, but the Spy from TF2 and the Chameleon, just because they're kind of massive disguises, and I kind of want that on my team. I would
the Chameleon, the Spider-Man villain?
Yeah. I would kind of go with the Spy just because he also has experience with technology and, like, hacking. So he's a more well-rounded, sneaky guy.
Let me ask you a question first. For your other three picks, did you choose video game people?
For my other three?
No, this is not a joking matter.
No, two of them are.
Okay, you should stick with the Spy then. Keep it a theme.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Spy. And I was going to say the only negative with the Spy is that once he tries to attack you, his disguise is no longer good. So if he does run into trouble while he's doing a sneaky mission, that's going to be his one fault. Where Chameleon can kind of stay in disguise as long as he wants. And the Spy can stay on the go, but once he attacks somebody, his costume disappears. I'm guessing one with the Spy. The next one was... Female, I went with Samus. around from the Metroid series.
Yeah. That's actually a really good choice.
Yeah, she's a pretty badass chick. And I mean, technically, she can also double as a vehicle person because she has her ship.
Yeah. She's pretty versatile, too.
Yeah, and she can fit into tight spaces, and she can probably work as your sneaky person because of that. And if not, she can just beat the crap out of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has armor that's always upgradable, which is always a positive. And she has an arm cannon built in, so she's never without a weapon, I should say.
Truth.
So yeah, Samus Aran for my girl. Except for other M, so people don't get upset at me for that.
Well,
and,
fuck
you
that
know,
dude.
She's submissive to certain male authority, so, you know, whatever.
That's because dudes are better. Duh.
Number five is cheating, but I went with the doctor for his TARDIS. And I mean, if you want a vehicle, you want something that can go anywhere at any time, and it's roomy, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
You could fit a team of six in there and have no issues. So that was one of my main concerns, is I didn't want a vehicle that couldn't fit the entire team, because originally I had Speed Racer. Because he's an accident wheelman, but his vehicle only fits him.
Yeah, he could at most fit one other person in that.
And he could probably fit somebody in the trunk if
they're tiny.
I guess Samus could fit in the trunk. The Doctor and his TARDIS were my vehicle men. And for my wild card, just because he needs to be on a team, I picked James Bond. He's kind of like our savvy, sophisticated front man. The smooth talker. And, you know, he can work as the vehicle man if he needs. He can work as the... I'm not going to say the sneaky guy, because Bond's a terrible spy.
Which Bond, though?
I would probably go with Connery.
Good choice.
I hate Craig, but Craig's kind of just like a brunt instrument who's just going to power his way through people.
Yeah.
And you kind of want that guy who walks the line between smooth and sophisticated and rough and tumble when he needs to be.
Yeah.
So no Roger Moore, as we need like a team jokester.
Granddad.
No George Lazenby?
I like Lazenby, but he has one movie and
he's awesome in it.
Yeah, he's awesome in that movie, but it's kind of hard to get a fix for his personality from one role.
Yeah.
Like the next movie he could have been like, they could have taken him in a Roger Moore direction, because there are Roger Moore movies where he's close to being serious. Just like there's Sean Connery movies where he's campy, like Diamonds Are Forever.
I didn't ask which doctor were you specifically.
I don't have a doctor. As long as he has the TARDIS. But I guess I'd hang out with Matt Smith, or, yeah. He seems to be cool.
Actually, I have a question for you, Earl, actually, about the TARDIS. Which, is there a TARDIS interior that you prefer the most, or are you happy with any?
I'm happy with, like I said, as long as it fits the six of us, six of my team,
okay.
We're good to go.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you're not on the team.
Yeah. As long as the TARDIS isn't stuck inside the TARDIS, because that gets confusing.
But then you do have Amy Pond hitting on herself, so.
Yeah, there's that.
Anything.
I wonder if Amy Pond comes with the TARDIS, then I'd definitely go with
Matt Smith. I was wondering if she came with the Doctor, actually, when I picked the Doctor for my experience guy, but...
Eric, you're lost about this part of the conversation, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. That's okay. I know who Amy Pond is.
Yeah.
You know who Amy Pond is?
Everybody knows who Amy Pond is.
Well, yeah, I'm not foolish. I have eyeballs.
High five.
Okay, so just to recap, my strong man, tough guy is Bowser from the Super Mario series. My experienced guy is Raiden from the Mortal Kombat series. My sneaky guy is the spy from Team Fortress 2. The girl is Samus Aran from the Metroid series. My vehicle expert is the Doctor from Doctor Who. And my wild card is James Bond from whatever James Bond is in this week.
From the James Bond series of films.
And books.
Yeah. So I guess at this point in the conversation, I will give my team right smack dab in the middle, kids.
I can do mine now if you want, man. If you want,
I'm splitting it up.
Yes, you do two.
Yeah, I don't want to do two in a row and hog the conversation more than I already do.
I'm just worried that after you're done, everybody's going to stop listening to the podcast.
Nah, I'm not that. I'm great, but I'm not that great. So, for my tough guy, I chose the Swedish death machine, the big blonde asshole, Brock fucking Samson from Venture Brothers. Because that nice. Dude does nothing but kick ass. Like, that's all he does in the show is he goes around and he murders the shit out of people. Because he's Brock fucking Samson. He's trained by OSI, trained specifically by fucking Hunter S. Thompson, basically, to kill people. And but at times he can also be James Bond. He puts on a suit, nails chicks, but he eschews gadgets. He only likes to use his knife and kill the fuck out of people with that or his charger.
That's an awesome pick.
Yeah, you do not fuck with Brock Samson's car. He will fuck with you.
Was that the prom episode where he uses that motorcycle to catch up to the MO and drives in front of it?
Yes. Yeah, that was the finale of season 4. And the, what happened? What episode was it? I think it was in season 4 where Molotov made his... No, it was season 3. Where Molotov booby-trapped his car to kill him. And then they show him just tearing his car apart by hand and, like, crying while he's doing it because he loves the car so much.
Ah.
So, yeah. So, experienced, tough guy, Brock fucking Samson. But the experienced guy, basically three people on this team could be the experienced guy. But this dude is the one I went with because he is the smartest motherfucker in the room no matter where you go. He's Sherlock Holmes.
Three.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
That dude is smart, and he sees shit no one else does. Like, especially the version, the Sherlock recent one, the Stephen Moffat.
Yeah.
That one, yeah. He's basically a sociopath.
I was actually kind of curious which one you would have picked, because Robert Downey, while I like him, I don't think he would have fit. He was too much of a, he's about, I guess.
Well, he's kind of... I like Downey's version of it, but he's you're right, he's a little bit more charming. I don't think the Doctor should... I mean, not the Doctor. Sherlock Holmes should be charming. I think Sherlock should be kind of a dick.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's the other thing, though, is team experience. I guess team dynamic is that he's not really a team player.
Yeah.
And he's kind of one of those people who gets into these huge depressions if he's not working on something, so you'd have to deal with that on your team.
There's precedent for this, though, in that in the actual League of Extraordinary Gentlemen series, he is supposedly one of the elder members of it. He was in an older team. And also in the series Planetary, he is a member of kind of a quasi-league where he was kind of running the world for a while with Dracula and Dr. Frankenstein.
Well, yeah, I remember reading that.
Sounds good.
Sherlock Holmes also, is bad.
It is good.
And he also teamed up with Batman several times.
Yeah, well. Wouldn't you?
I mean, I would love to team up with Batman. Or Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes. Always the smartest guy in the room, no matter who else is around.
Does Watson come with him?
No. Watson's off. Fucking off. I don't know.
Not a fan of Watson?
No, I like Watson. He just does not belong on this team. For Sneaky Guy, this was the one I had the hardest time with, because originally I had Obi-Wan Kenobi in there, but I really didn't, I didn't jibe with that, like it always sat wrong with me for a while, so I changed it to Ryu Hayabusa from the Ninja Gaiden series.
Cool.
Because he's a goddamn ninja.
Yeah, he can be sneaky and he can cut people.
And I would prefer the Ryu from the Ninja Gaiden NES series, Ninja Gaiden 2. Ryu, sorry. I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, apparently. But he had the demon sword, which was awesome. But, yes.
Oh, he looks like a badass motherfucker, yeah. Actually.
He's basically a ninja. You don't get more sneaky than a ninja.
Have you never played Ninja Gaiden?
Are you going to be surprised if I say I've not played it? I don't think
I was about to say, you're not the video game person here,
well,
I guess.
They're not, like, super known either. I haven't played the newer ones. I only played the original NES one.
The newer ones I hear are tough as nails, and it's more if you're into being a masochist and pain because it will kick your ass.
So, like Devil May Cry?
I never thought Devil May Cry is that difficult. I guess it depends on the version. I've only played 1 and 4.
I heard the game's hard as fuck. But yeah, Ninja. Ninjas are always the sneaky person in the room. The girl, this I changed like 4 times. because I could never figure out how I wanted to go with it. Like, it was at one point, it was Amy Pond, but then I realized she didn't do anything. So
just eye candy.
Then I had River from Serenity for a little bit, but she's too psychopathic. Like, she's just liable to snap out and just beat on you and then realize what she's doing and apologize. Who did I have before? I had Asuka from Evangelion for a while because she comes with a giant robot.
That's always a good thing.
But she's also kind of nuts. Like, I don't know how many of you have watched Evangelion, but she's not really reliable. So ultimately, I went with River Song from Doctor Who.
That's what I thought you meant the first time when you said River.
No, River Tam was who I was originally thinking of, but no, River Song from Doctor Who, because she kicks ass. She can basically be a female James Bond, and she also has a laser gun.
And she hates fezzes.
Yeah, well, I you can't hold that against her.
Fezzes are cool.
Fezzes are cool. But she She's laser gun. She has the hallucinogenic lipstick, so she can be. She kind of is like the five tool player, if you will. Like, she can fulfill any of the roles except maybe tough guy. Like, she can. Yeah. Like, I'm using baseball terminology. I apologize. And in companionship with that, the guy with the vehicle, the doctor.
Fair enough.
Because it's the TARDIS, and you can fit everybody into the TARDIS and then some. You have access to all of time and space. Originally, I had the doctor as the experienced guy, and I forget who I had as the vehicle, but I was like, no, wait, I could just put it all in the TARDIS and go anywhere and do anything.
Yeah, that was pretty much my rule of thumb with him, too, is that he fits those two roles, but yeah. The TARDIS is probably the best vehicle to have.
If you have him as the experienced guy, wouldn't the TARDIS come with him?
Well, I mean, I assume that... But you kind of, you want to make sure he's in that role.
Yeah.
I mean, what other vehicles would, I mean, I was thinking like the Helicarrier could work, but I don't know who plots that.
Random field operator number 17.
Yeah.
My first vehicle actually was going to be the Millennium Falcon, but then I thought, no, too obvious.
That's another good one, but I was thinking of like pirate ships. But I couldn't think, you know.
Those are limited in where they can go. There has to be
captain. Yeah.
Unless you get a space pirate ship, in which case you would have the Millennium Falcon.
And I guess the Watchtower doesn't really move much.
No, that's more of a base.
Yeah.
I mean, you have like the Javian 7, but...
I don't know what that is.
It's the change that comes out of the Watchtower in like the original Justice League cartoons.
Oh. But yeah, the Doctor. Specifically, like the other two, I'm going with Matt Smith, because Matt Smith is my favorite Doctor.
Good call.
Because he's cool, and bow ties are cool.
And so are fezzes.
And...
I feel bad for Eric, because the cafe this has been Doctor Who discussion, and he just kind of sits there.
Anything where where not only was the Doctor, but Carl from Up is a member of someone's team.
Hey, I know Carl is. Yeah. I don't know. I got nothing to say. Sorry.
Yeah. So, for my wild card, we come to the reason I actually decided to add the wild card category to this. Just so I could put this guy on a team. It's Nikola Tesla. Specifically Nikola Tesla from the comic graphic novel Five Fists of Science, because that one has a giant robot.
Is there a fire? Whoa.
No.
Sorry.
With Nikola Tesla, he's an actual person. He was awesome. And he was purported to have created death rays, and he created an automaton boat back in the day and did a lot of experiments with electricity and wireless power. So he could basically be your, like, mad scientist on the team, as it were.
That's actually that would have been a good role to fill.
And also
He's in The Prestige, isn't he?
Yes, he's played by David Bowie in The Prestige.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's another point in his favor as well. So there you go. To recap, Rock Sampson. Rock fucking Sampson. Sherlock Holmes. Pronounce it for me. Ryu. Hayabusa. River Song. Doctor. And Nikola Tesla. Boom. Winning.
We went on a tangent.
Yes. We have come to the Canadian steamroller, the man with the plan. Eric, drop some knowledge on him.
Okay, I mainly went with comic book guys because I like that the most, I guess.
Say words.
Fair enough.
So I went with the obvious choice for strong guy. I went with Hulk because his rage knows no bounds. And
he is the strongest one there is.
There you go. I mean, what else can I say? He's big, he's green, he's mean. He's also kind of smart now that he's working with Banner, so...
Wait, is the Hulk not Banner?
They are the same, but they're two personal ids. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
That's the thing. I was really going to pick him, but he's only strongest when he's really angry, isn't he? But what if he's in the situation where he's not that angry?
His base level as the Green Hulk now starts off pretty high. Like,
yeah, but he means you have to turn him into Hulk. I guess he can turn to Hulk.
Like Banner, Banner's no, like they can almost switch at will now. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't have to get angry. But the Madder Hulk gets still, the stronger he gets.
So I mean, what are they going to do with that? Because I've read comics and I was reading Secret Wars where Hulk and Banner kind of have like the same level of control in the body.
That was Banner.
Yeah, and it's
in
like,
Secret
but
Wars
as,
that was Banner.
Yeah, but he was still a Hulk.
Yeah, he was using the Hulk's body. And then if you follow that storyline, by the end, the Hulk takes over and he's such a mindless
rage. Yeah, that's what
I mean.
It's like he kind of... But that kind of seems to be the thing where it's like sometimes they're like even and then sometimes it's Hulk rage. So at some point, I'm assuming Banner's going to lose control and it's going to be Hulk rage again.
I don't think so. Not so much.
Who knows? It depends on who's writing it.
That's the thing
it's
with
going
the Hulk.
Back and forth so many times in continuity.
Different.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think they got him so high up on his horse right now, they give him the smackdown and they let Zeus kick his ass. But I think
the literal god Zeus?
Is it Zeus? Yeah, Herc's dad. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Right.
Yeah. So everybody, there were some pretty upset people in the Hulk fandom. They were like, you're never going to buy the Hulk again. He shouldn't have beat Zeus. And I'm like, I think he could have put up a better fight, but he didn't. He was trying to sacrifice himself for the betterment of his family. Which I get. I mean, his wife died. He had to kill his bastard son. Blah, 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 right? Mm. And that's what it was all about. But whatever.
Oh.
So, yeah, Hulk. Strong guy.
Cool.
So, from my experience, guy, I switched this a few times and just actually picked what we were talking earlier and with Vandal Savage. I mean, he's a bit of a schmuck, I'd say, for a guy who seems to know so much and has been around for whatever.
Yeah, well,
you
got to realize that he started off as a caveman, so...
Yeah, but then you think about the DC 1 million, and he's one of the main protagonists in the year 863,000 or whatever, the 864th century. So, I mean, he does get around eventually, and he does get smart enough to put a serious smackdown on people, only to get his ass kicked again. But if you're looking for a straight-up experience and just a guy to go to and ask questions, I pick Vandal.
I'm just kind of curious, why'd you pick Vandu over like Roz?
Because I don't think of Batman people, I guess. I don't know. I was just thinking, who's an immortal? And that was the one that was sticking out in my mind.
Vandal Savage is older, too.
He is older, but I mean, I think they kind of, in the DC universe, they kind of have that thing where they're the two big immortals. Not immortals, because Roz can die. He's died before.
Yeah. I didn't think of Roz as an immortal, because every time he gets put in that fucking dipshit ass, he comes back a little crazier, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say would have been his big issue, is that you'd have to deal with that, his once-a-month crazy streak.
You look at it this way, who's been getting his ass kicked by Batman longer? It's Vandal Savage. He got his ass kicked back when he was a caveman by Batman.
True. It's not the wisest of picks, but I thought, you know, if you're looking for that wise man in the corner, that's who I'd go with.
Yeah.
Because eventually that's all he's going to be, is an old man in the corner, right? Hopefully.
Pretty much.
Okay, so then with my stealth, I wrote ninja because I was thinking the same way as you, Nick. You gotta have a ninja. But
you don't have a ninja.
Are you guys familiar with Forgotten Realms, D&D?
Yeah.
There's some series of books.
Are you going with what's his fight? What's his nut?
Driss Gordon.
Driss?
Driss.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce it, man. I don't think anybody does. But he's a drow. And a drow is an elf who lives underground in no light. So he can see in the dark, pretty much. He can move so quiet you can't hear him. And he's got himself a couple of magical swords. Cool. I mean, he doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, he's also got Guinevere, which is a little statue, which dimensions portals in a Black Panther, magical Black Panther. So it's almost like a two-point stakeout, right? He can send a Panther to flank. And so as far as stealth goes, that's who I thought of. Because I don't think
according to Wikipedia, the pronunciation is... According to Wikipedia, the pronunciation is Drist Do'Urden.
Yeah, because they make fun of it in the book. A little kid sees him and they're screaming, Drizzt, Drizzt. Because everybody was always saying it was Drizzt, yeah. But it's...
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I didn't even think of Drizzt. That's...
Because, well,
ow.
The more I thought about it, I was like, think of all the magical items that come with it. This is D&D land. Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, he was trained to be a ranger once he did make it to the surface world. So he would make the ultimate ninja, in my opinion, inside or outside.
Yeah.
So then, for my girl, I went with who's good eye candy, seriously murderous psychotic, and green. I went with Gamora.
I thought you were going to say She-Hulk.
Nope. Do you know who Gamora is? She's one of the space people, Marvel space people, I guess.
Yeah, she's like the cosmic ones, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she's almost villainous. I don't know. I had a hard time picking a girl because I don't know. I don't know why. Who else am I?
Mystique actually would have been a good one too.
Meh. Mystique. Yeah. She would have been good for stealth, I think.
Mm. And she's good for several roles, I think.
Mm. I don't know. I just wanted a team of ass kickers, so that's what I went with. And then my vehicle, I didn't pick a vehicle per se. At first, I thought of the bleed ship from Planetary, but it's kind of a living creature, yada yada. And then I thought about the ships from Farscape, which are also living creatures. And I thought, you know what? Fuck it. We need a vehicle to get people somewhere, anywhere, instantaneously. I'm going with Man-Thing.
Nice!
Man-Thing.
Because Man-Thing is the Terror-Kicker... The Terror-Kicker of the Nexus of Four Realities, right? So, and right now, the way he's being portrayed in the Thunderbolts is they've kind of jerry-rigged him up with some GPS, and they're like, hey, we're going here, and bam, there they are. So I thought, hey, what's a better vehicle? I mean, Blink would have been another one. That would have been good like that, right? But Man-Thing is a big green swamp monster, and whoever knows fear burns at the Man-Thing's touch. So, yeah, one more ass kicker for my list. And then my wild card. My wild card I picked strictly because I thought somebody was going to pick Superman, and I picked Captain Marvel.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Oh.
So that's my wild card.
Wait, the DC one, right?
Yes. I mean, Shazam. Not Shazam, I want Captain Marvel. Because he can fulfill every one of these roles. Right?
True. Well, except maybe stealth. Yeah. Not really stealth.
I guess if he's...
Super fast. That's stealthy.
I don't think that's stealth. No. I was going to say more like he could probably get into more places as a little kid because people would think that's innocent.
No, I don't want Billy. I want Captain Marvel all the time.
But you have to get both, don't you? You cannot transform in this base.
I'm not going
to
be like, Billy, get out there, man. The Hulk's losing his shit. I'm going to be like, Captain Marvel, get out there. The Hulk's losing his shit. You know what I mean?
But I get what you mean, but I'm saying he can't be Captain Marvel the entire time. Like, you're hanging out, he's going to be Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's got to keep his identity a secret. Vandal Savage is on the team, man. I mean, what do you think would happen if Vandal Savage found out?
Vandal Savage probably would already know. He's your experienced trainer. You're going to keep secrets from him?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't say he was the smartest guy.
He's just been around the longest. He's evil as fuck.
That's what I wanted.
But you have to assume that the team works together, good and evil.
If you want to learn how to get your ass kicked well, go to Vandal Savage. So to recap, my strong guy is the Hulk. My experienced guy is Vandal Savage. My stealth ninja is Drizzt Do'Urden. My girl is Gamora, my vehicle of choice is Man-Thing, and my wild card is Captain Marvel, Shazam.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good team.
Thanks.
Now we come to special guest presentation of this episode. In Dylan's absence, my fiance, Katie, has put together her awesome anime league of extraordinary gentlemen. She'll now be joining us. Hello, Katie. Say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
She's a tiny boy. So. Shut up, dog.
So mine are all from anime. I don't know. Do any of you watch? Or
some of them, not much.
Okay. So you may know some of these. They're not really, really esoteric things. My tough guy is Ichigo Kurosaki from Bleach, the main character, who is a soul reaver. So he has a giant sword, and he leaves his body to fight hollows, which are souls gone to the bad. So he's pretty much your standard main anime character, tough guy. You know, you have to work through his issues and rely on his friends and level up.
And he has a giant fuck-off sword.
Yeah, he does.
That's always a good thing. That seems to be a Japanese staple with these giant swords.
The alpha male with big stick.
It's kind of a requirement.
What if you put it that way?
My experienced guy is Saito Hajime from the Rurouni Kenshin version. He's actually a historical character who is a member of the Shinsengumi, which was pre-Meiji period, end of the Tokugawa period samurai group that basically protected Kyoto from everything, and he's known as a very sort of unfriendly guy, but very, very good at what he does. So this particular version of him is sort of an anti-hero. He knows everything, but he's not very nice to the main characters. But he's awesome. And
I like the sound of that.
And given the, I don't know, the main characters of that particular show really got on my nerves a lot, so he was my favorite character.
Wait, so is he kind of like Batman? He's like, I know more than you, and he's a
totally
dick to people about it?
A Japanese dude.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
He also fights with a sword, but like a normal katana. He has like a Amiibo Wolf style, which is cool. So. My sneaky guy is Soul Takamura from Clamp School Detective, who's actually this little kind of like kid, but he's from a ninja family, so you never see it coming. So.
Ninjas rock.
Yeah, but you don't expect a little kid to be a ninja.
No, you never do.
Yeah, I never thought Jaden Smith was going to pull it off either.
Oh, he didn't.
I thought he did.
He did not pull off. He was not a ninja.
Well, he wasn't a ninja, but he did pretty well at Kung Fu.
Yes, he was the Kung Fu kid.
The Kung Fu kid in the Karate Kid movie.
Bad comparison, my bad.
He pulled it off well, I thought.
Sure, his dad bought him a movie franchise.
Hey, don't act like if your dad could afford to buy you a movie franchise, you would be against it.
Oh, I wouldn't, but my dad can't, so fuck it.
So my girl is Yuko Ichihara, also known as the Space Time Witch, from two series by Clamp, Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicle, which she sort of has like a guest appearance in, and her main series is X-Holic, or Triple X-Holic. I don't know what they call it in English. But, so she's an interesting character in that she's not particularly well-liked all the time, but she sort of tells people what they need to hear. She has a shop where she grants wishes, and she has this storehouse full of all these magical items that she does favors for, like, fairies and different sorts of spirits, and in return she gets these magical items, and then she gives them to people who want their wishes granted, and in return they have to give her something back. So she's very, very powerful and has sort of just about anything that you could possibly need at any given time.
That's always handy.
She's like a living TARDIS.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
She's kind of awesome.
Time and relative witch in space? A TARWIS?
I just hit him for that, by the way.
I'm curious. That was not a joke.
That's why you got hit. But she also has Tavia's outfits, which I think is a necessity if you're going to have a girl character. She has to look good.
I'll go with it.
My
I can argue.
Well, my character wears one costume, so...
But is it a good costume?
No, it's a giant robot suit, so...
But it's,
he picked Samus.
Oh, that's allowed, though.
That's practical.
Samus is awesome.
She's bendy.
My vehicle, or guy with the vehicle, he's actually the vehicle, is Mokono Muroki. He's from sort of the same universe as Yuko. His main series is Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicle, but he meets up with the people that he's with there from X-Holic. So, he is a little, rabbity looking thing with a jewel in his head, and he can travel from dimension to dimension. And he, by swallowing people, actually, which is a little disturbing, but he's very, very cute, and very, very needy.
He's a rabbit.
Yes, pretty much.
Cute and needy.
But he's a rabbit that can travel from the dimension to dimension.
So how does he travel if he makes other people travel by swallowing
them? There's like this whirlwind.
Oh, so he doesn't have to like swallow himself or something?
No.
Okay.
That was a little difficult.
It happened.
Wasn't there a tear in the space time continuum when he did?
I don't remember. What are we talking about?
Something you brought up.
I don't remember.
And my wild card is Katsuki from Fushigi-Yuji. Because you need a trash-talking badass member of your group. And that would be Katsuki. He is a bandit from ancient China. And he drinks a lot. He swears a lot. He speaks with an Osakan accent, which you know is coming, and he has a metal fan that he can shoot fire with.
So he's your kind of fella, Eric.
Okay.
He swears a lot, he drinks a lot, and he kicks ass.
He speaks with an Osaka accent, which is funny. Yeah. I don't get
well,
it.
I don't understand that either. But he drinks a lot, he swears a lot, and he kicks ass. I mean...
All the comedians in Japan, they come from the Osaka area. They speak Kansai then, which is a dialect in Japanese. And it's supposed to be like, they usually equate it with like speaking with a southern drawl, but it's kind of different.
So it's kind of a stereotype.
Exactly. So for Eric, it would be like speaking like a Newfie.
Or speaking like you.
Is that not the stereotypical Canadian accent, the Newfie?
Sure. I've got it too, I guess. We all speak the tinks and don'ts and dudes and...
And A's.
New dude, beer, you give me dinner beer, dude. That's all I know.
Let's go on some moose down at the lodge, eh? Like that.
Yeah, eh?
How about a moose?
I track with Canadian baloney. Sorry.
Why don't you recap, baby?
I like your list.
You just say your list again.
Oh, okay.
The name.
So, Ichigo Kurosaki, tough guy. Saito Hajime, experienced guy. Suo Takamura, sneaky guy. Yuko Ichihara, my girl. Mokono Modoki, my vehicle. And Tatsuki, my wild card.
There you go.
Very cool.
Cool.
That's the team.
Impressive.
Thank you, dear.
No problem.
That was something new for the show, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was.
A female presence.
Well done. Well, I mean, besides...
Oh, and Eric.
Oh. Usually this place is full of testosterone, and you guys.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, anyways, my team was full of ass kickers. Japanese guys were, but I bet I win.
So the idea I had, Earl, is after you put this episode up, you put a poll up with everybody's name, and perhaps people can vote on whose team they think is best.
I'm gonna win!
No. I like that idea. I won't win, but I like that idea.
I don't know whose team. Actually, I don't know. Okay, let's do it ourselves. Whose team do you think? And you can't vote for your own team.
Oh, you can't? Damn it.
Oh, that's so good. Who do you think had the best put together team?
Oh, you go ahead first, Anthony.
I don't want to.
Oh, shit. I should have been listening.
Wow, yeah, you really should have. I wrote down who everybody's answers were, Earl, if you want me to send them to you.
I was listening. I was joking. I was listening. I think Eric should pick, since he picked, I think Eric should pick his favorite one.
I think Nick's girlfriend's team due to pure ignorance on my part, and just because I don't know the enemy at all, my team would lose. And she would win.
But I like the way that you said it. When you pronounced anime, it sounds like you're saying enemy.
Oh, see, that's what I'd mean.
It's even funnier.
Do that to me. No, that's cool. Talking too fast, I get nervous.
How about you, Earl?
I was going to say Eric's team. I thought it was a bit, you know, it was probably the most well-rounded one, even though he kind of all went fruit. But, you know, if you want a team, you kind of want an offensive-minded team.
All right. I'm flexing over here just now.
I'm choosing Katie's, because she probably put the most thought into it out of everybody. We got into an argument about it. That's how much heart she put in, how much thought she put into it. She was criticizing my choice of genres to draw from. She said the rules were fucked, basically.
What was wrong with them?
We don't want to go into this argument again.
It's kind of, I don't know, I thought it was pretty open-ended. I mean, you just need the five archetypes and let it roll.
We don't argue about normal things. We argue about, you know, movies and whether the rules I've made up are right or not. So there you have it. That's our kick-ass teams of people who kick ass. The Nerds on the Rocks League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Anthony hasn't picked yet, has he?
Oh, goddammit, I thought he was going to get away with it.
Oh, I thought you picked Eric, I'm sorry.
I did pick.
No, he pawned it off on Eric so that he wouldn't have
no,
to
no, 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 no. Hey!
You got a machine gun over there? No!
I'm Shia LaBeouf. I say no a lot in succession.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. I don't know if you pronounce his name, I don't know.
The Beast. Shia the Beef.
The Beef.
So yeah, who did you pick?
I thought you picked Eric. I swear to God, I heard you say that.
No, he said this Eric should go first.
Oh.
I mean, if you already picked, you should have this answer already. It should be on the top of your head.
Now we gotta cut all this dead space. Come on, man, just pick a name.
Oh, we're not gonna cut it. We're gonna leave it in as him thinking about it.
Today, Junior.
Leave me alone. Take it on me. I might just leave and not pick anyone.
That's fair. You want to abstain? That's okay. We're a pussy.
Are you really going to cut on it?
Fuck it, I'll go with Eric's team, because it sounded quite tough and badass, so yeah, there you go.
I did think about mine, you know.
Could have said that a minute earlier, but anyway.
Awkward.
So we got a 2-8 tie right now.
Yeah, we do.
Better let the fans break it.
That's where the fans come in. Vote for my team.
In a 2-8 tie, vote for the team that haven't been picked yet.
That's our episode 38. You guys got anything you want to plug or anything like that? Like, you have anything you're doing that you want people to know about? Like, you want people to go to your Twitters or you have websites or something, Earl?
I don't want them to go to my Twitter. I don't want them to talk to me.
I forget that not everybody is as, you know, open about having people listen to them as I am.
Oh, I have no problem with that. I mean, most of the people who listen to this, I assume, follow me on Twitter at some point. But, you can always check us out at iTunes at Nerds of the Rocks. I guess you're Anthony, who couldn't find it for like a month. Technically, we still use the phone line, but nobody, you know, I haven't really plugged that. But actually, that's a thing. If you want to put together your own team and leave it with us, we can put it on next week's podcast. And you can reach us at, I want to say, 347-470-NERD, which I think is 6373. And, of course, you can always find us at nerdsontherocks.com.
Either of you two guys want to say, got anything you want to tell people to go to? Got anything you want to recommend? Movies, books, television?
Tron comes out on Tuesday. Rent it. I don't know.
Really?
It does here.
That's where you're going with this?
I got nothing.
I think people shouldn't. That's where we're at now. Movie. They should buy the soundtrack instead of renting the movie.
That's
personally.
True. I go with that. You can check me out on Twitter and Tumblr at Nicholas Reed. Also, you should check my band out, Robots and Race Cars, at robotsandracecars.net. And if you go to robotsandracecars.net/new album, we're having a Kickstarter fundraiser for a new album, which we would appreciate if anybody who's listening to this maybe drop a couple shekels. You will get free shit for it. Like, basically, you drop $15, which is the cost of both of our currently released albums, you will get our new album for free when it's done. So that's a pretty sweet deal.
It is.
So, yeah, there you go. That was Nerds on the Rocks, episode number 38. I'm Nicholas.
Oh, are we saying goodbye?
Yes.
Earl. Eric and Anthony, you can speak.
Anthony. It's actually, it's not like, I don't pronounce it Anthony, by the way. I pronounce it Anthony. I know.
Anthony. Why do you have an H in there, then?
Yeah,
it's a silent H.
You can't have a silent H when it's following a T.
I wasn't going to actually bring it to
That's the rules of your language. You can't have a silent H following a T.
Tony, that's it. You're Tony from this day forward.
Oh, please.
Oh, all the time. Every time.
I don't think I'm called Tony.
Come on, let's chant it out.
I don't think I suit Tony.
Why not?
I don't know, I'm just...
No, a mustache.
I'm just not a Tony.
You can get your left ear pierced. Listen to Savage Porn on YouTube.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Okay, my name is Eric. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, guys. Come back next week.
Please.